It seemed like my horrible premonition had come true. What's the point in bringing me to a place like this? Is he going to make me his bride? What about an alien? Let go of my hair!
Help me out.
Help you... with what?
Help me make my new club.
Okay, wait a minute. Why on earth should I help you make something you just thought up 5 minutes ago?
I'll need to secure a room for the club,
as well as members.
So I'll need you to find out what paperwork the administration needs.
What exactly is this club going to be about?
That doesn't matter. The most important thing right now is to make the club.
I really don't think the school's gonna let you make a club with no clear goals in mind, Haruki.
Listen up, Kyon. After school today, you go and find out what needs to be done, and I'll go find a room for the club. Got it?
I could only drag my heavy feet back to the classroom, thinking about how I'd explain the previous scene to my curious classmates.
I'll always keep the answer safer here inside my heart. I don't understand. Why is it that I run to you when I have a problem? Could it be that I can't help it because it's been chosen by my destiny and I believe? Like everyone else is boring, you'd be right. If I just confuse myself, I know I can do anything. Life is an adventure, don't hesitate to take all of your fears and throw them away. Getting stronger, follow through with your dreams, not just for anyone else's sake. Take my hand and fly away, I won't let you. For believing me, if you can survive through the day, I'll prove to you that there's really no need for such things that mystical. Keep reaching towards a future. I believe you.
I'm home, everyone. After hearing no reply from my parents, or my brother for that matter, it told me that they went out. Requirements for organizing an association. 5 or more members. A sponsor teacher. A club name, a designated chairperson, and a summary of projected club goals and activities. Approval from the school council executive committee. Adherence to the school policy of creativity and vivaciousness. Based on the association's records and results, the executive committee reserves the right to promote the association into a study group. Associations do not get school funding. I didn't really have to go out and look for the requirements. They were all listed at the back of the student handbook. The membership requirements would be easy to take care of. We could probably just grab anybody to make up the numbers. And it probably wouldn't be much harder to get a teacher to sponsor us. The name merely had to be inoffensive. And the chairperson? No doubt it'd be Haruki himself. I was willing to bet, however, that our club activities were probably not going to adhere to school policy. Of course, it's not as if Haruki cares about the rules at all. As the bell rang to signify the end of class, Haruki simply grabbed me by my ponytail, again, and took off. It was all I could do to grab my bag before we zoomed away. We crossed the passages between buildings and descended the stairs of the first floor before heading to a different building and hurtling up another staircase. Haruki stopped in the middle of a dimly lit hallway and finally let go of my ponytail. There was a door in front of us. Literature Club. The crooked name tag above the door announced.
And here we are!
The room was surprisingly large.
Maybe because the only things inside were a long table, cool metal chairs, and a few steel bookshelves. Tiny cracks in the ceiling and walls told the tale of the decrepit state of the building. And seated in one of those metal chairs, as though he were just another piece of furniture, sat a skinny male student reading a thick hardcover novel.
From this day forth, this room shall be ours!
Wait just a minute! Where is this place?
We're in the Cultural and Art Club's building. You know how the art club and the orchestra get their own art and music rooms? Well, clubs that don't get special rooms like that hold all their meetings here, in this building. It's called the Old Complex. And this particular room happens to belong to the Literature Club.
Then what about the Literature Club? I don't think they would take kindly on us taking their club room.
Nah. After all the third years graduated in spring, this club has zero members. If nobody joined this year, the club would have been canceled.
What about the guy in the corner?
What? Him? As it stands right now, he's the only new member. He's first year, just like us.
Then the club hadn't been canceled.
Like that matters. A club with one member is the same as a club with none, right?
You idiot! We're going to take over other people's club rooms now? I glanced over at the Literature Club's newest member. He had short hair and glasses and hadn't looked up once. Apart from his fingers moving nearly between a page of his novel, he hadn't moved at all and was completely ignoring our presence. Another strange one.
Well, what about him? What does he have to say?
I asked him during lunch. I told him I needed him to lend us the room, and he said, go ahead, so long as he can read his books and hear in peace. Not to mention it, though, he is kind of weird.
Oh, like you're one to talk, Haruki!
This time, I observed the guy in the corner more carefully. His skin was pale, his face expressionless. The movement of his fingers were robotic. Thick, square glasses glared sharply in the sunlight, concealing his eyes. It made me want to take them off to see what he looked like. He was almost like some sort of a living doll. As if he had noticed my observations, he suddenly lifted his head and adjusted his glasses at me. Dark-colored eyes stared at me from beneath his thick lenses. His face revealed no expression at all. He was almost entirely unlike Haruki. His default face seemed to be like a poker face. It's kind of scary, really.
Nagato Yuki.
Say, Nagato-kun. Haruki here wants to use your room for an... I have no idea what club. Is that really alright with you?
Yes.
But, we might be trouble for you.
No matter.
You might even get chased out of here. Or something.
Feel free.
He answered my questions immediately. But there was no sense of feeling in any of his responses. I guess he really didn't care either way, so long as I had his books.
Right! Then it's decided!
He sounded really hyper. It gave me a bad feeling. How much caffeine have you had today, Haruki?
From now on, we're gonna meet in this room after class. Be sure you show up, or else.
He said this with a smile as dazzling as the crescent moon. Or looked at me, he nodded my head. I really didn't want to know what schemes he had in store for me if I didn't show up.
The next day after school, I regretfully declined Taniguchi and Kunikita's offer to walk home with them, though I wasn't going to miss their snide comments about my figure. Hand reluctantly dragged my heavy feet towards the club room. Haruki had already told me, "You go on ahead," and dashed out of the room with a speed which reminded me why the athletics club so fervently desired his membership. He's so fast. Maybe he attached booster rockets to his feet? Is he excited because he's going to find members for our group? Or because he's a single step closer to meeting aliens? I can't possibly match that speed. So I slung my book bag over my shoulder and unenthusiastically slouched towards the Literature Club room, thanking my lucky stars that he hadn't simply decided to kidnap me again. Nagato Yuki was already in the classroom when I got there. He was even in the exact same position as last time, and, just like yesterday, was ignoring my presence, his head buried in the book. I know this is the Literature Club, but doesn't he do anything besides read?
Hey, what are you reading?
Nagato Yuki merely raised the book he was reading to show me the cover. It was lettered with flashy foreign words that I had no hope of understanding. I think it might have been some kind of science fiction book. The kind my dad always reads.
Is it interesting?
Unique.
I got the feeling he was just giving me any answer so I'd stop questioning him.
Which part of it is interesting?
All of it.
Okay. Can I go now?
Greetings, minions! Sorry for being late, but it took me a while to catch up.
It was another boy. And a ridiculously cute one at that. He was small and slim, looking more like a middle school student playing dress up in a North High uniform. His brown hair was twisted in a sort of childish way, and his large puppy dog eyes cast all the silent appeal for help. He reminded me a bit of my little brother. This is Haruki's chosen candidate?
Where is this place? Why did you bring me here? Why are you locking the door?
Shut up. Let me introduce you then. This is Asahina Mitsuru.
Was that the entire introduction? Silence engulfed the classroom once more. Haruki looked satisfied with his job well done. Nagato Yuki, as usual, kept reading his book without any sign of emotion. And the boy called Asahina Mitsuru was simply scared out of his wits. It didn't look like anybody was going to say something. So, simply to break the silence, I opened my mouth.
Where did you kidnap him from?
I didn't kidnap him. I just forced him to come with me.
That's the same thing, you idiot!
I found him daydreaming in the second year classroom. I go through the whole school during break, so I've seen him before already. He's perfect for our plans.
Plans? What plans? Wait, so that's where you've been going at breaks. More importantly, though...
Hang on, that makes him an upperclassman!
And that matters because...
I looked at him in disbelief. Don't tell me he really didn't see anything wrong with what he had been doing. He must have been behind the door the day they were handing out the brains. I guess being more forceful wasn't really working either.
Ugh, never mind. Asahina-senpai, right? Why do we need him for your club?
Come on, just take a look!
I fail to see your point.
What do you mean by that? See how weak he is? See how easily he's defeated? What he needs is guts. Guts and courage. If you have those, then you'll never be beaten. But if you lack them, then you'll never amount to anything. He won't be worthy of being called a man. Therefore, this will be our club's first project. To turn this runty weakling, this non-man, into a man to be envied by all. A man among men.
So you brought him here to teach him how to be a man?
Not just that, just look at him! He's got moe written all over him!
What?
Moe! Overwhelming cuteness! In every story out there in which strange things happen, you're always gonna find that ungodly cute character, and let me tell you, this guy is it! Girls go crazy over cute, girly guys, and this guy's as girly as they get! With his Shotokan cuteness, he's gonna attract more members for sure!
And weren't you the one who was ranting about how shallow girls are to begin with?
Hey, I'm not that girly.
Oh, really now? Let's see about that.
What the hell was that? You do know that's sexual harassment, right?
Ah, come on, Kyon. You know you want to touch it, don't you?
What? No, stop this!
Haruki finally let go of Asahina-senpai, who sagged onto the ground, exhausted. The odd thing... well, another odd thing, really, was that Nagato Yuki hadn't looked up once from his book during the entire thing. What's with him?
Anyways, so you dragged Asahina-senpai here just because he's cute and girly?
You got it.
It's official. Haruki has broken the normal human bounds of idiocy. He can join a traveling freak show as the most dangerous idiot ever.
Plus, we're gonna need a cute mascot character to draw in the crowds. Unless...
Hey, stop looking at me like that!
Yeah, never work. So, Mitsuru-kun, you in any other clubs?
I'm in the home economics club.
Quit that! Not manly enough. Besides, it'll get in the way of my club activities.
Hey, aren't you being ridiculously selfish here? Asahina-san, Pilobica victim who was about to be a murderer, being asked to choose between death by cyanide or death by strike and I. He focused that puppy dog stare at me, thinking to be rescued. Then he noticed Nakato Yuki for the first time, and his eyes widened in surprise.
I see. I understand.
What did he just understand?
I'll quit the home ec club and join this one.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm not sure what the literature club actually does.
Oh, we're not the literature club.
Huh? You're not?
We're just temporarily borrowing this room for our club activities. The club that you've just been forced to join is actually an as-yet-unnamed organization, to be chaired by Suzumiya Haruki, though will participate in unknown activities.
What?
Incidentally, that guy sitting over there is the real and only literature club member.
Asahina-senpai blinked slowly in astonishment. His lips half open, struck speechless. Couldn't blame him.
No worries. I just thought of a name.
Fine, let's hear it.
The SOS Brigade!
The Save the World by Overloading It with Fun, Suzumiya Haruki's Brigade, abbreviated as SOS Brigade. I give you all permission to laugh. I was too dumbstruck, though, to even manage that. You're probably wondering why it's called a brigade. Technically, it should be the Save the World by Overloading It with Fun, Suzumiya Haruki's Association. But we hadn't satisfied the minimum requirements to become an association. And in any case, nobody knew what the club was about anyway. Well, let's just call it a brigade then, said Haruki, his incomprehensible words settling the matter. And thus was our magnificent club name born. Asahina-senpai kept his mouth shut, as though resigned to his fate. Nagato Yuki was technically an outsider, and I couldn't bring myself to say anything. Consequently, the naming of Haruki's club as the SOS Brigade passed on one eye and three absentations. The SOS Brigade is now open for business! This is such a wonderful occasion! How did I get involved in this? Look, just do whatever you want.
After ordering us to meet here every day after school, or else, Haruki called it a day. As I left the old complex, the sight of Asahina-senpai trudging lifelessly along the hallway, shoulders drooped, was so sad I just couldn't bear it.
Senpai!
Yes?
Look, you really don't have to join a weird club like this if you don't want to. Don't worry about Suzumiya. I'll find a way to explain it to him.
It's alright. I want to join.
But I really don't think this will turn out well at all.
But you're in it, aren't you?
Yeah, but not by choice. Why am I even still here, for that matter?
This is probably inevitable on the temporal plane.
Pardon?
And I'm interested in the presence of Nagato-san.
Interested?
Oh, no, it's nothing. I may be a little trouble, but please bear with me for now.
If you say so, but look, Asahina-senpai.
Please, just call me Mitsuru.
He smiled at me before leaving me alone. Aww, he's so cute! I looked over at Nagato, who was still there reading the book. Doesn't this guy have a home to get to? The next day before class...
You know what we need next?
Beats me. I don't think I want to know, but knowing Haruki, he was going to tell me anyway.
We need to get our hands on a mysterious transfer student!
What, exactly, defines a mysterious transfer student?
Those that get transferred 2 months after the school term has stated are, without exception, a mysterious transfer student.
Maybe their parents just got a job transfer and they got dragged along.
Yeah, right. That'd be too forced and unnatural.
You know, I'd really like to know what you, of all people, considers unnatural.
So, a mysterious transfer student. I wonder when one's gonna show up.
Why don't you ever listen to me?!
Rumors started to fly that Haruki and I were plotting something.
What exactly are you up to with Haruki?
How should I know?
You're not... going out, are you?
No way! And if there's anybody here who'd like to know exactly what it is we're doing, it's me.
Well, don't go doing anything too stupid, okay? You're not in middle school anymore. If you vandalize the sports field, you'll get a suspension at the very least.
If it were just Haruki acting up on his lonesome, I could simply ignore him. But he's dragged Nagato Yuki-kun and Asahina Mikuru-senpai into this mess now. I've got to at least see to it that they don't come to any harm. I'm kind of proud of how considerate I was being. Problem was, Haruki's strong enough to just carry me off wherever he wants. And I doubted I had any chance of stopping him. Since the founding of the SOS Brigade, the once sparse literature clubroom began to accumulate a growing number of items. A portable clothes rack stood in one corner of the room. An electric kettle and cups for everybody was always on hand, along with a traditional teapot, a single-compartment refrigerator, a portable gas stove, and eating utensils. A stereo system connected to a CD-MD player radio, and a PS2 sat nearby. What was this stuff for? Did he plan to live here or something? Haruki was sitting on a desk he'd stolen from who knows where, cross-legged, cross-armed, just generally cross. By his side sat a black triangular pyramid across which the words Brigade Commander had been scrawled in magic marker.
We need a computer. It's a tragedy. We're living in the information age, and yet a brigade as important as mine doesn't even have a single computer.
What are you talking about? In any case, all the members of Haruki's little gang were here today. Nagato Yuki sat silently in his usual spot, reading a book about a moon of Saturn falling or something like that. Asahina-senpai had obediently arrived, despite the fact that he didn't really have to be here, and was seated on a steel chair looking confused.
Let's go scrounge one up!
Scrounge one up? A PC? From where? You're not going to rob an electronics store, are you?
No way, you kidding? Why go all that way when we can get one somewhere much closer? Now, follow me!
The computer club? I'm beginning to see where he's going with this.
Kyon, hold this.
He handed me a digital camera.
What is this for?
Listen up, Kyon. You're gonna listen to my brilliant plan, and you've got to stick to it no matter what. There might be only one chance. One single window of opportunity.
He bent down towards me and whispered his plan in my ear.
What the hell? No way! You can't do that to him!
This plan is but a small part of my master plan. It'll be fine.
Fine for you, baby! But, Asahina-senpai...
Shut up. No buts.
Great. Just great. I glanced towards a puzzled Asahina-senpai and tried to make eye contact to warn him about Haruki's insane plot. Run! Run or you'll be well done! But as I blinked my eyes furiously, Asahina-senpai looked at me surprised and began to blush. Oh no, he got the wrong idea completely!
Good morning, hapless computer nerds! We've come to collect a computer! So, who's in charge here?
The layout of the room was similar, but the room itself seemed a lot smaller. A large number of monitors and PC cases were placed neatly on uniformly spaced tables. The low whirring of cool fans resonated through the room. The five girls who had been clattering away at their keyboards all turned their heads towards the entrance. So the guy who just entered the room.
I'm the president of the computer club. Can I, help you?
Do I really need to repeat myself? Give us a computer.
What the hell? No way! The school doesn't give us enough funding, so these computers were all bought out of our own hard-earned cash. We can't just give them out to people for free. Do you think we're idiots?
Oh, please. One can't hurt. Besides, you got loads of computers.
Now look here. Hang on. Who the heck are you people anyway?
I am who I am. I am Suzumiya Haruki, supremely manly commander of the SOS Brigade. And these are my subordinates, number one and number two.
Subordinates? Since when are we your subordinates?
And as supreme commander of the SOS Brigade, I order you to hand over a computer at once. No grumbling, no excuses.
I had no idea who you guys are, but there's no way you're getting one of our PCs. Go buy your own.
Oh, so that's the way you want to play it, huh? Well, we have our own ways of ensuring your full and utter cooperation.
His eyes blaze with confidence. I had a bad feeling about this.
You see, I've heard rumors about a certain group of girls who are into some really nasty, forbidden stuff. They even produce their own doujinshi to sell at Komiket, using official school funding. At least, that's what the rumors say.
I flushed as I caught a glimpse of all the man-on-man images, staring up out of the pages of the fallen magazines before I managed to avert my gaze.
We can explain! You see, those are our private,
Shut it! Here's how it's gonna go down, so try to pay attention. You're gonna give us a computer, and I'm not gonna tell anybody that you're making gay porn manga with the school's money. Understand?
No! Even if you tell the administration, we can just get rid of the magazines. You'll have no proof. What do you say to that?
Kyon, do me a favor and take a picture of these magazines, would you?
Great, now I'm an accessory to blackmail.
Now we have proof!
You still don't have any proof! That photo could have been taken in any room in this building!
Alright then, we'll trade. We'll take your computer, and you can have Mitsuru-kun as your personal Shota butler. I noticed you guys seem to be into that kind of thing.
A personal butler? But how do we know he isn't just some girl you grabbed and threw into a male uniform?
Oh, that's easy enough. Come with me, Mitsuru.
What? What the? What's the big idea?
Kyon, one more shot.
Asahina-senpai? Nameless President, forgive me.
Mm-mm-mm. As if the photos of your gay porn weren't enough. This should be sufficient evidence to convince the administration to disband your little club.
That's ridiculous, you jerk!
Then I'll just say all you dirty girls ganged up on poor defenseless Mitsuru and raped him.
Are you even listening to yourself right now?
You're insane. Nobody's gonna believe that. Girls can't do that to guys. It's a rule.
Oh, but you would. It's all part of your yaoi fantasy. Isn't it?
Up until this point, I never thought I'd ever see a girl break into sweat and turn such a red color in a matter of seconds. Could her fetish be that bad?
Don't think I'm not onto you, dirty little girls. You got shelves full of yaoi manga in this room, and everyone knows it. And man, for a group of nerdy girls, you sure are into some really kinky stuff now, aren't you? I mean, when you really add it all up, it's not that big of a stretch to imagine a whole group of sexually depraved girls going after a poor, defenseless Mitsuru. And with all the evidence that I'm gathering right now, who's the school gonna believe?
I think this is the point where I should check him into a mental asylum.
You win. Just take whatever you want.
So, which one of these is the newest model?
That's enough! You're too cold-blooded!
Why should I tell you?
Camera!
Damn it! That one.
After examining the brand name and model number on the PC the president had indicated, Haruki took out a piece of paper from his blazer pocket.
You know, I went to the computer store yesterday and had an employee show all the latest models. This wasn't one of them.
How far ahead did he have everything planned out? This is getting freaking scary.
Now this one will do nicely.
Wait! We only bought that one last month!
Do I have to say it again?
Alright. Take it, you thieves!
Like she said, we really are thieves. Oh man, why did I have to take those photos in the first place? Haruki's greed truly knew no bounds. After disconnecting all the cables and wires,
He demanded that the monitor and every other little thing be moved to the literature club room and reconnected. He even had the computer club members run a LAN cable between our room and their room, and connect us to the school's domain on top of that, so that he could use the internet. He's no better than a common criminal! A few days after we got connection to the computer, I entered the club room. The computer had been placed on the desk with the brigade commander pyramid. Asahina-senpai was sprawled across the table, shoulders shivering, while Nagato Yuki was seated as usual in his chair, reading his book and ignoring the world around him.
Ah, Kyon! You're here! This is perfect! I've been thinking about making an official SOS Brigade website!
Okay. Who was going to make the website?
You! That's who!
Why me?
You got free time, don't you? Make it!
Can't you do it yourself?
I'm too busy looking for more brigade members. Have it finished in about a day or so. We can't start doing anything without a webpage.
Look, even if you say that, I am not making you a website.
What about if I get you a present for it?
Is he being generous for once?
I promise you'll like it.
Fine. I'll do it. Not because I wanted to take orders from Haruki. Put simply, it was a website. I'd never made one before, but it sounded like fun to make, didn't it? And that was that. The next day saw the beginning of my struggle to create a website. Having said that, though, it really wasn't that hard at all. The girls in the computer club had already preloaded all the necessary software onto the PC, so all I needed to do was follow the instructions, do a little copy-pasting, and that was that. The problem is, though, what should I put on the website? Right now, I still didn't know what the SOS Brigade is about, so I had absolutely no idea what to write about. After writing Welcome to the SOS Brigade homepage on the top, I simply stopped. After getting some pressure from Haruki, I used my lunchtime to finish the website.
Nagato-kun, do you have any ideas on what to write?
He didn't even look up. I know this is none of my business, but does he even pay attention in class? Does he even go to class?
Senpai, how about you?
I don't know anything about primitive technology.
Huh?
Nothing.
I went back to the computer and added a free website counter on our email address. It's a little early for a forum. And uploaded the website, which consisted of one page with no actual content on it. There. That should satisfy him. After making sure the page could actually load, I closed all the programs and shut down the PC. As I reached out to stretch my aching hands, I was startled to find Nagato Yuki standing right behind me. How did he get behind me? I didn't hear any footsteps. When did he move? His face was as expressionless as a no mask, and he stared at me with his poker face as though I were an eye shot. I looked at the book in his hands and hesitantly took it. Nagato turned and left the room before I had time to refuse, or even to react properly. Why are you randomly just forcing one of your books into my hand? Is this your idea of a confession or something? As the bell rang for the end of lunch, I was left alone in the empty classroom. Guess I was surrounded by people who didn't really respect my opinion.
Well, is the website done yet?
It's done, sure, but it's kind of crap.
Good enough for now. We only need the email addresses anyways.
Why don't you just register for one of those free email addresses then?
Yeah, right. What if people flooded my inbox?
How would a newly made email account get flooded with mail so quickly?
Top secret. Don't worry, you'll find out after school. But until then, it's classified information.
I'd rather never find out, to be honest. It was after school. I had major misgivings about the entire thing, so why were my legs still carrying me towards the club room? While I was making such metaphysical observations, I found myself already outside the door. Hello. Naturally, Nagato Yuki was already sitting there, along with Asahina-senpai. I'm not one to talk, but those two certainly have a lot of free time on their hands.
Hello. Where's Suzumiya-san?
God knows. I haven't seen him since sixth period. He's probably gone to steal more equipment from somewhere.
Well, Will I be forced to do something like what happened yesterday again?
Don't worry. If he tries anything strange again, I'll do everything in my power to stop him. He can use his own body for blackmail. Maybe I'm not as strong as he is, but I'm sure I can get him to listen to me.
Thank you. I'm counting on you.
I wanted to just throw my arms around him. I didn't, though. People would probably get the wrong idea.
Your leader has arrived!
Speak of the devil.
Sorry for the delay. Took me a little longer than I expected.
What are you planning today, Suzumiya? And before you start, I'm putting my foot down. We're not getting involved in any more theft or blackmail.
What are you talking about? I'd never do something like that.
Really? Then explain the computer on the desk.
Anyways, moving on. Take a look at this. These flyers will spread the word of the SOS Brigade to everyone. Believe me, it took a lot of hard work to sneak into the photocopying room and print these 200 flyers.
So that's what you were doing during sixth period? You should count yourself lucky you didn't get caught. I bet the teachers are already wondering what happened to all the paper in the photocopier.
Right. It's time to go hand them out now.
What? Where?
At the school gate, of course. There should be plenty of students heading home right now.
Yes, yes, yes. Whatever you say, Commander Haruki. Come on, let's just get this over with.
Eh, don't worry about it. I only need Mitsuru-kun for this job.
Eh?
And voila!
Smiling as happily as a certain robotic cat, Haruki took out a piece of black leather. But, oh no. As Haruki finished pulling the items from his four-dimensional pocket, I understood immediately why he had designated Asahina-senpai for this particular task. Asahina-senpai, you have my prayers for your soul. Black leather pants, a bow tie, white cuffs, and a sleeveless white tuxedo shirt. Chippendales? I have never been so glad not to get a present.
What are those for?
Oh, can't you tell? Strip? Purr.
You can't mean for me to wear that?
Of course I do. This one's for you. See?
I can't wear something like that.
Ah, don't worry. It'll fit perfectly.
When did you... You don't mean for me to wear that school entrance, would you?
Of course.
I don't wanna.
Ah, quit your whining.
No!
Come on, Mitsuru. Quit being such a wuss and stop moving.
Don't move.
Yeah?
Hey, get back in here and check us out.
I was greeted by the sight of two Chippendale dancers. Their pants are so damn tight. You can see the muscles right through the leather. Haruki, predictably, fit the costume like he was born for it. But Asahina-senpai? Well, his personality didn't really go with the outfit. Even if he looked really good in it. I wondered whether to try and comfort the sobbing Asahina-senpai with a compliment.
So, what do you think? This is going to be perfect for grabbing everyone's attention.
What do I think? I can only think that your mental capabilities are suspect. Besides, was he trying to hand out flyers or get fangirls?
Now come on, Mitsuru! We have flyers to hand out! Ugh, damn it! Damn those stupid teachers! Always getting in the way!
What happened out there? As if I didn't know already.
We were only halfway through our flyers when along come some stupid teachers who tell us to stop right now! I mean, what the hell's wrong with them?
He's such an idiot.
Mitsuru-kun was nearly in tears, and then I got dragged off to see the principal. And then Handball Queen Okabe showed up. I'm getting so pissed off right now! You know what? That's it for today. Dismissed!
I managed to get out of the room and leaned against the corridor wall as I waited for the guys to finish changing. Guess that Haruki really wasn't an expeditionist or anything. He was just totally clueless to the effect that his half-naked body would have on people. He probably hadn't chosen the Chippendale outfit because it was sexy, but because it would attract people's attention.
Kyone-chan, you promised to protect me from Suzumiya-san, didn't you?
What could I say? Wait, why are you calling me Kyone too? And adding a Nichon to it? I'm not your sister! I'll see you, Senpai, return my cardigan to me in a jerky, robotic kind of manner. Just as I was wondering if he'd fall into my arms and start sobbing, he had already drifted off. Poor kid. Damn it, Haruki! Don't worry, Asahina Senpai. If it makes you feel better, you can call me Nichon all you want.
Mitsuru didn't show up to school the next day. Can't say I blame the poor guy. After what happened yesterday, I don't think he wants to come back. Haruki was already famous before, but after the Chippendale incident, his eccentricity and weirdness transcended mere notoriety to become the stuff of school legend. Not that I cared, because Haruki's actions were not my fault. Not my fault in any way, shape, or form. What I did care about was the fact that my name, as well as poor Asahina-senpai's name, had somehow linked to his. That, and people were giving me weird looks.
I hate to say this, Kyone. Looks like you're one of Suzumiya's merry friends now, eh? I never expected anybody to get close to Suzumiya-san. Guess anything's possible, right?
Oh, shut up.
I was so surprised, though. Seeing male strippers while I was heading home, I thought I was dreaming. So, what's this SOS Brigade? What's it all about?
Ask Haruki. I have no idea. I don't know, and I don't want to know. Even if I did, I wouldn't want to waste words on it either.
It asks us to tell you guys of any paranormal events, but it doesn't define what those are. And what does it mean by not handling normal paranormal events?
Ugh, stop talking! I don't want to think about it!
I see you guys are having fun, but that incident that happened yesterday was way too overboard.
I guess I should have skipped school today, too.
God damn it! Why is no one sending us emails?
It's only been one day. Maybe there's all these tales of supernatural happenings out there, but nobody wants to tell a newcomer club like ours.
Who asked you? Did Mitsuru-kun take the day off today?
First he yells at me, then he asks me that? Anyway, after what happened yesterday, he might never come back to school. I hope he wasn't permanently traumatized by what you did. Poor kid.
Oh man, and I just got a new costume for him today too.
Can't you just wear those things by yourself?
What? Nah, this one wouldn't fit me at all. I did end up getting you a present though.
Oh no! No, 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 God, no! Oh, look at the time. I promised to prepare dinner tonight. I gotta go, bye!
Hey, wait up!
Damn it, Nagato. Can't you ever say anything at all? Haruki's long-awaited mysterious transfer student had finally arrived. Haruki himself told me the great news before homeroom the next day.
It's awesome, isn't it? The transfer student's finally here! This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance! I guess it's unfortunate that they're not in our class, but still, definitely a mysterious transfer student, no doubt about that.
You've never even met the person, how can you be so sure?
Didn't I tell you? Studies show that a high percentage of students who transfer to schools in the middle of the school term are mysterious.
Where on earth did you get such a statistic? The internet? Aren't 75.6% of all statistics just made up on the spot? Besides, if everyone who gets transferred in the middle of May is abnormal, then Japan would be practically exploding with mysterious transfer students. Can't they just be an ordinary transfer student?
Didn't really seem that mysterious. We talked for a bit, but I'm not quite sure just yet. They might just be pretending to be a totally normal person, though, so that's still a possibility. I mean, nobody's gonna expose their true identity on the first day, are they? I'll go ask again next break.
Guy or girl?
Well, might be a crossdresser, or in disguise or something, but Looks like a girl to me.
Well, then she's a girl. Well, it looks like the SOS Brigade would finally have another female member besides myself. Haruki might just kidnap her out of the door and force her to join simply because she's a new transfer student.